After power was restored in Newtok, Tribal Administrator Andrew John went door to door to assess how much food had been lost.
My initial estimates are minimum 5,000 pounds of food lost. 10 homes that lost all their food, like zero emergency food, you know what I mean? Zero food.
John and some volunteers made it their mission to refill those empty freezers.
We are going to get some able hunters that still have unfilled tags so that we can get food to our people.
John spent the week hunting for moose, while fishermen have already returned with several totes of whitefish and shefish for those families. Good Samaritans outside of Newtok are also chipping in. The Food Bank of Alaska heard about the outage and is flying in pallets of food. A lot of pallets.
We sent about 4,000 pounds of frozen fish. We're also sending some shelf-stable commodities as well.
Director of Operations Mike Reusser said in some ways, Newtok's power outage came at a good time for the Food Bank of Alaska because they had just received a huge donation from the Armed Services YMCA.
Otherwise, we didn't have all this fish available to us, so it was actually pretty fortuitous that we'd received that donation in such a timely fashion.
Myers Farm in Bethel and the Alaska Commercial Company have also sent boxes of produce and other food. While the tribal administrator is out moose hunting, Newtok's bookkeeper, Martha Simon, is managing the logistics of distributing thousands of pounds of food.
There's like a total of 10 planes bringing that shipment in.
Simon says the tribe is delivering boxes of food to elders and other households who can't pick it up themselves. Sandra Oyuluk's family was one of those who had lost all their food during the power outage. She said with everyone's help, her freezers are a quarter of the way full, with more food coming.
Thank you.
She said she's relieved her family has something besides moose to eat. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.